Hello and welcome. Today, we're going to explore the Brady List, a critical tool in ensuring fairness, transparency, and accountability within our criminal justice system. You may have heard of it in connection with landmark Supreme Court cases like Brady v. Maryland and Giglio v. United States, which require prosecutors to disclose evidence that may impact a defendant's guilt, punishment, or the credibility of key witnesses, including law enforcement officers. But what makes the Brady List so important today? Let me walk you through its key functions and how it's changing the way justice is served. First and foremost, the Brady List ensures enforcement discretion. It's crucial to understand that this platform does not rely on machine learning, artificial intelligence, or any other automated coded mechanisms to make decisions. This list is human-driven, preserving the nuanced discretion necessary for each case. Law enforcement agencies maintain control over the process, making sure that officers' conduct is evaluated fairly and accurately. Next, the platform is designed to empower prosecutorial disclosure. While prosecutors have long been required to share Brady material, this can be a complex and time-consuming task, especially across large jurisdictions. The Brady List simplifies this by automating the compilation of data across entire jurisdictions, ensuring prosecutors have what they need to fulfill their disclosure obligations effectively and efficiently. It's a groundbreaking resource that streamlines the process of identifying potential credibility issues. But that's not all. The Brady List also enables judicial oversight in a way never before possible. It is the first platform of its kind that serves the judiciary by ensuring the proper delivery of Brady material disclosures. This means judges now have a direct line to review whether Brady evidence has been handled and disclosed appropriately, safeguarding the integrity of the trial process. At the heart of this innovation is a commitment to building trust in the community through transparency. Unlike closed-door systems, this Brady List is and always will be open to the public. By giving everyone from legal professionals to everyday citizens access to this information, we foster an environment of openness and accountability, critical to maintaining public confidence in the justice system. Finally, the Brady List is about demonstrating accountability across the board. It encourages law enforcement, prosecutors, and the judiciary to showcase their entire workflow, from the intake of complaints through categorization, investigation, and the final resolution. By documenting each step, the Brady List provides a clear, transparent record of how justice is pursued and delivered, ensuring that the highest standards of conduct are maintained. In summary, the Brady List is revolutionizing the way we ensure fairness in our justice system. By promoting discretion, empowering prosecutors, enabling judicial oversight, and fostering transparency, it stands as a beacon of accountability. Thank you for joining me, and remember, an informed and transparent justice system is one where trust and fairness can thrive. Despite the effectiveness of the Brady List, the state of Kansas has not adopted this platform or any similar system. Allegedly, Brady disclosures in Kansas are handled on an ad hoc basis, without a systematic, transparent approach to documenting or reporting law enforcement misconduct. The consequences? A systemic failure to uphold the requirements of fair trials as mandated by the U.S. Constitution. Without a centralized system like the Brady List, prosecutors and courts often miss or neglect evidence crucial to the defense, leading to Brady violations that jeopardize the integrity of the state's criminal justice system. The failure to maintain fair trials and due process is systemic in Kansas, and responsibility rests on several key figures and institutions. Governor Laura Kelly oversees the executive function of the state, which includes appointing key personnel in law enforcement and judicial bodies. However, despite her position, Governor Kelly has not championed the adoption of a statewide Brady compliance system. Her administration could play a pivotal role in advocating for the Brady List or similar platforms, ensuring that Kansas's legal system meets its constitutional obligations. By failing to do so, Governor Kelly leaves the door open for continued Brady violations that could result in costly appeals and overturned convictions. Attorney General Chris Kobach is responsible for overseeing the enforcement of state laws, including ensuring that prosecutors are in compliance with Brady versus Maryland. While the Attorney General's office should enforce the timely disclosure of exculpatory evidence, it has not implemented or required a transparent, statewide system like the Brady List. Instead, the state continues to operate under a patchwork system where such disclosures are often missed, leading to constitutional breaches in trial fairness. Chief Justice Marla Luckert of the Kansas Supreme Court could implement stronger judicial oversight to ensure compliance with Brady obligations. While the court has addressed Brady violations in specific cases, such as the overturned conviction of Dana Chandler, the judicial branch has not mandated the use of a proactive disclosure system like the Brady List. This failure exposes the state to repeated violations of due process, eroding public trust in the judiciary's ability to guarantee fair trials. The Secretary of State plays a limited role in criminal justice, but has the authority to influence policies related to transparency and public records. Yet, there has been no push from this office to facilitate the adoption of systems like the Brady List, which could improve Kansas's transparency and legal compliance. The Kansas Commission on Peace Officers' Standards and Training is responsible for overseeing law enforcement certification. However, KSC Post has not integrated any form of a Brady List system to monitor and report on officer misconduct systematically. Without such oversight, misconduct often goes unreported to prosecutors, leading to Brady violations that compromise criminal cases across the state. The Kansas Bar Association, while responsible for attorney discipline, has not taken an active role in enforcing Brady disclosure requirements. Failure to act by regulatory bodies leaves the door open for ongoing misconduct by prosecutors, further exacerbating constitutional breaches. Kansas is currently out of compliance with its constitutional obligations to provide fair trials and timely Brady disclosures. Cases like the Dana Chandler retrial, where prosecutorial misconduct led to the reversal of convictions, underscore the dire need for transparency and accountability. The Brady List could dramatically assist Kansas in reaching compliance by automating and centralizing the disclosure process, ensuring that law enforcement and prosecutors meet their constitutional obligations. Failure to adopt such a system could cost Kansas taxpayers millions in overturned convictions, appeals, and civil rights lawsuits, expenses that could have been avoided by adhering to the rule of law and ensuring due process for all.